Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our reflection this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not, your God will come. This is the word of our Lord. You may be seated. I wonder how many of us have come here today, have come to worship without so much as a care in the world, with life just kind of skipping along exactly as you anticipated it. And I wonder too, how many of us have come today with an anxious heart? Hearts that can be weighed down with concerns over health, jobs, relationships, finance, future. From the prophet Isaiah, we hear a picture of miraculous hope. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame shall leap, the mute shall sing, even waters shall break forth in the wilderness, streams in the desert. I mean, it points to a time when the circumstances are just glorious. Indeed, the whole chapter follows this bold theme of joy, beginning with these words, the desert and the parched land will be glad, the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. It's beautiful, poetic language. It can also sometimes be the criticism leveled against the Christian faith, as if we seemingly just paint this rosy, one-dimensional picture of life, as if to say, Jesus loves you, everything's okay. While it is true, Jesus does love you. It is not some kind of sugary sentiment portrayed in the Word of God, even in words of joy, for God knows that everything in this life is not okay. Isaiah was writing for a people who understood all too well what it meant to suffer, what life in a parched desert was like, what life burdened by physical ailment was all about. The ancient world was a harsh place. Moreover, Isaiah wrote at a time in history that is much like our own, when people were rejecting God, claiming they had no need for God, they were fully sufficient on their own, and that rejection would bring tremendous misery and heartache. How wearied and broken they would become. How desperately they would need a word of hope and renewal, of restoration and new life. And so, if you come into God's house today, at all burdened, weary, frustrated, tired, discouraged, if you have come with an anxious heart, then know for sure that these words, penned by Isaiah, inspired by none other than Almighty God, are for you. You see, our Lord gave this glorious word to Isaiah, this image of hope and beauty, because he knows that even all these thousands of years later, we still walk through a desert-parched life. Every one of us, one way or another, burdened by a broken life, broken sometimes by circumstances well beyond our control, and broken also by choices that we have made and now regret, broken by inheritance, not a state inheritance, although that can certainly break many a family. No, broken by the inheritance of human nature, an inheritance of sin. And that is our reality. And so there's no point in pretending otherwise. Our lives need renewal and healing. Some years ago, there was a movie called The Green Mile about a death row inmate. John Coffey is the character's name, and he's a big, powerful, gentle man. One who, in this completely fictional portrayal, has some kind of remarkable healing power. Now, let's understand, this is not good theology. It's just fiction. But he uses this miraculous power for tremendous good. And as John Coffey faces his own death, he sits in a dark prison cell, and he talks to one of the guards that has befriended him, a guard that bears the burden of guilt because he must follow through on a sentence for this now condemned man. And Coffey says in this kind of slow Alabama voice, he says, "It's okay. You see, I'm tired. I'm tired of people being ugly to each other. I'm tired of all the pain I'm feeling here in this world. There's just too much of it." And that powerfully portrayed scene speaks to the same kind of reality that Isaiah speaks to in the Old Testament, just as it speaks to our reality today. Who among us isn't tired of how ugly people can be to one another? Tired of the pain and brokenness? And to us, Isaiah declares, "Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not, for your God will come." This is no Hallmark greeting card kind of sentiment. No, these are the strong words of promise and assurance spoken into a harsh and broken world. Your God will come. Indeed, our God has come. He came as a man who walked on a parched desert land among weary, anxious people. And these people brought to Jesus a man who was deaf and couldn't speak. And they begged him to touch the man because they understood that this broken life came into contact with this extraordinary rabbi, then healing was possible. So Jesus takes this man aside, and he comes into contact with him in a most peculiar, intimate manner. He places his fingers into his ears. He spits and he places his hand upon the man's tongue. I mean, who does that? I dare say no such thing has ever happened to you, even in a doctor's office. So intimately does Jesus engage with the specific needs of this man. And he looks up to heaven and he sighs. And I told our Wednesday Bible class that what comes next is entirely my own commentary. Kind of take it or leave it. But I envision in that sigh of Jesus, as he looks upward toward his Father, he is saying, "This brokenness is not the world we created." And then he speaks a word of hearing, healing. He says, "Be opened." And there is healing, renewal, and a new life. And think of how you and I, with our broken lives, are touched by Jesus, touched by the grace of God. We come young or old to the baptismal font, and water is poured upon us, the name of God, the promise of God spoken over us, and we are washed clean, marked as children of God. We come on our knees to the altar, if we are able, standing or sitting if we are not, but we come with nothing. And we receive into ourselves, into our own bodies, the body and blood of Christ, because that is what Jesus declared this sacrament to be. The body of Christ placed onto our tongue or into our open hands. The blood of Christ poured out upon our lips, placed there by those who are called to speak on behalf of Christ in this place, in this moment. To the outsider looking in, it probably looks pretty peculiar. But that is how we are touched by Christ, in a way that is unique to any other experience in this life. Jesus placing his fingers into the hands, into the ears of that man, is like nothing that man would have ever experienced. And there is nothing quite like the body and blood of Christ touching you with that assurance again that, behold, your God has come and will come again. Looking again to Isaiah, we look ahead to that day when our God will come again, when deserts will bloom, when bodies will be restored. Isaiah says a highway will be there. And this is no yellow brick road leading to the Emerald City of Oz. No, Isaiah calls it the way of holiness, a highway of God's design. And he goes on to say that only the redeemed of the Lord shall walk upon it. Only those whom Jesus has touched will follow that way of holiness. And Isaiah then concludes chapter 35 by declaring again that great image of joy. He says, they will enter with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. Sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the great promise and desire of God, that you would be touched body and soul by Jesus Christ, renewed and placed upon the way of holiness, even while you live this life, a life where there is still sighing and sorrow, where bodies can be broken and hearts can be heavy. This is why we teach our children, why we have offered a school in this place for over 100 years, why we call men and women into roles of leadership and education, so that our children will learn of the real joy of Christ. Not the artificial, in the moment, here today, gone tomorrow, saccharine kind of happiness that our culture dispenses like candy. No, we want something far more real, more solid, more enduring for our children, as we do for ourselves. God calls you by faith, as he calls our children, to walk upon the way of holiness in Christ, as the Holy Spirit continues to lead you, right now in this life every day, to lead you toward singing and everlasting joy, toward a gladness that will overtake us, toward a time when sorrow and sighing, pain and burden will fade away. Your God has come in the person of Jesus Christ to heal you, to save you, and he will come again. And in that promise, may our anxious hearts be quieted. And may we always live in that real and certain hope in Christ. Amen.